Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. Hello and good afternoon, this wonderful spring day. Sunshine, warm breezes. And do you hear the singing? Do you hear the fluttering of the wings? The birds are out there. The flowers are just starting to pop up and welcome us into our summer. But I'll stay with spring for a little while. There's a lot going on around us. We are in a beautiful, incredible community. Not only are we in a beautiful, incredible community, we have a lot of happenings and going-ons around here. So, but before we get into that, let me tell you a little bit about Senior Matters, if you didn't already know. We're an organization that fosters diverse and educational programs for seniors, and I mean seniors of all ages. We have our senior center here at 3rd Street Center, right downtown Carbondale. It's close. We can walk to it. We can spend time there with all kinds of activities in 3rd Street Center. It's a fabulous place to be a part of in this town. Senior Matters has incredible programs for all ages. Not only do we have music, Tai Chi, we have bridge, we have art, we have, oh my goodness, did I have a senior moment? Yeah, I can't remember all of it, but I'm part of it. So when you are thinking about Carbondale and when you are thinking about our community, it is a large community with an incredible department here. It is our Department of Parks and Recreation. And now you know when you're looking outside, people are starting to move. They're on their bicycles. They're walking. Speaking of walking, I just drove by the pathway past Colorado Rocky Mountain School, and I saw a lady walking with three goats, each one on a leash, and her friend was walking their two dogs. Now, mind you, only in Carbondale. Did it make me chuckle? Did it make me feel good? Yes, it did. And my dog, Grace, had her head out the window just staring at that happening. You know why? Because she has two goats next door. And I go down and feed them every morning, whether it's fruit, whether it's treats, whatever it is. Grace is there with me feeding the goats. Only in Carbondale. So back on to the recreation trail, back on to the topic of Senior Matters today. It's about our Parks and Recreation Department. And I have a young man here sitting across from me who has got a big smile on his face. You know him, Eric Brenlinger. He is the director of Carbondale Parks and Recreation. And I can say, Eric, welcome.
Thank you, Diane. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. We're going to talk about a lot of things that are going on with the Parks and Recreation. And for those of you right now, in your mail, you're going to be getting the spring and summer recreation brochure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brochure catalog. It holds all of our program information for the summer.
All right. Look for it. Because, Eric, you said it holds a catalog of all of our programs for the summer. You're working, aren't you?
We are. You know, we it takes a long time to put the brochure together, and then we finally get it out, which will be coming out in as a mass mail piece this week, hopefully by Friday or by next Monday at the latest. So look in your mailbox for it. And then we realized once we put that out, oh, yeah, now we have to produce all these things that are these 40 pages of programming. And it's you know, it's sort of daunting to look at the summer and how full the summer is going to be to produce all those programs. But then we also get real excited about it, too, because we really believe in what we do, and it's and we love our jobs. to produce, you know, all these programs for all citizens of Carbondale and beyond, from the preschoolers all the way up to senior citizens. So we try to cover the whole gamut.
You know, and it's funny, for the first time, I sat and went page by page through the brochure, the catalog, the programs, and I went, my goodness, my goodness. Let me, and I've got it in front of me, Parks and Rec's mission statement. Would you like me to point out something that I read in there?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay.
Sure.
The something that I read in there which really helped me to understand your purpose, your direction, and the programs. So, Town of Carbondale, this is Park and Recreation Community Center's mission statement. The Town of Carbondale Parks and Recreation Department is dedicated to providing and maintaining parks, trails, and recreational amenities. Through innovation and community cooperation, we will develop leisure services, programs, and facilities that improve the quality of life for all citizens and benefit the economic vitality of our community. And just below that, you said, I get it. We are dedicated to providing something that improves every person's quality of life. How does that make you feel?
You know, when I got involved in parks and recreation, you know, I didn't realize that that's kind of the impact and the power that the position actually has, you know, for every citizen. It's the great equalizer. What we do is the great equalizer. When we produce and maintain all of these parks that the public can go to free of charge, it's open to everybody. So it is the great, great equalizer. It doesn't matter who you are, what color you are, how much money you have. You can go and enjoy that amenity. And that's really makes me happy when I'm about the job that I'm in now as a Parks and Recreation Director, you know, because my job is to keep that going, to make sure people have access to all of those amenities that this town has. I'm talking tennis courts, bike parks, skateboard parks, dog parks. I mean, we have a lot of acreage out there that we maintain and patrol and control for everybody's personal enjoyment so they can access it whenever they want to. And that's real important to me to, and I didn't realize, you know, behind the scenes how much work that actually took until I got in the position. So, but I'm happy to be doing that work. So
the first time I saw you was when Jenna Sterrett and I went to the rec department's meetings, and Jeff Jackal, and you were sitting right next to him. And that was the time that Senior Matters, at that time, because we were, you know, organizing, becoming a 501c3, we were an adjunct committee to the Parks and Recreation. And that was a powerful, to me, as a newcomer. I thought, wow, that's pretty good. We're just starting. We're a senior organization. The town has funded us money. The town advised us and helped us get kick-started. And you and Jeff were there all along, you know, to help support our movement to become a part of this community. I wish to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, Jeff Jackal was a great mentor of mine, too. You know, he really cared about getting everybody a seat at the table at those meetings, you know, and so that's why you guys were there. You know, we had the preschools there, we had the senior matters there. Mm-hmm. He wanted to make sure that everybody was being covered with our mission, really, and that's why I said in that letter I put in the brochure, you know, I get it now, because that's what we're really trying to do, is just make sure everybody has a seat at the table and has a voice. So.
And you have allowed that to happen. The town allows that to happen. You know, and everybody, please listen to this again. This summer 2017 Rec Department catalog will be coming out in the mail and in the Soper Sun. There are about 8,000 issues of this going out in our community, look at it, read it, see what we have here. I was amazed. I was just amazed.
We also have it as a flip book online at our website, too. So if you don't get your hands on one, you can get your hands on a computer and or even your phone and still see what we're doing.
You know, the term, the benefits of parks and recreations are endless. And you said in your statement, you wish to debunk that notion. You quote, and I'm quoting you, "The benefits of park and recreation are dependent on efforts that are endless." A little more in depth than that, please.
Yeah, sure. You know, I was a recreation center manager for about 9 years here. And so my focus was really on the recreation program side of our business as a program manager. And recently, you know, when Jeff Jackal retired, and I'm sure he's sitting on a river somewhere right now.
Hawaii, maybe? Still?
I know he put in for like 5 river permits this year, so he's retiring right, you know. So I'm still learning from how to retire too. So so he's having a great time. But you know, when I got the job as a and we kind of switched up the department to put the parks underneath the recreation side versus the public works. So we did a restructuring. When Jeff retired and when Larry Ballinger retired, we had an opportunity to restructure the departments. So I'd really never spent a lot of time on the maintenance and you know, how to really take care of the park side. So I'm learning a lot. It's really fun. I'm learning something every day. But I didn't realize, you know, just to run our parks, we have 34 dog pots that we have to empty a couple of times a week, 110 trash and recyclable bins that need, you know, attention every week. And then, you know, we have over 100 acres of park here that we have to maintain, mow, make that grass grow, and then we have to mow it again, then make it grow again, then make it mow again. And so it's when I started to look at that and I realized, wow, you know, parks, the benefits of parks are endless, but not if we stop doing what we do. You know, then they will end. The actual benefit of those parks will end. We need to continue doing what we do forever to make sure the benefits of parks are endless. So,
and you know, I read that part about the behind the scenes, the staffing, the hours upon hours that the city maintenance department, the rec department, the people put into maintaining our community rec activities and programs, and the dog park, for one, I take Grace there, and I see what that's all about, and I never thought about emptying the pooper cans. I never thought about maintenance staff. By the way, listeners, when you get that, your summer catalog, read Eric's message. Read the director's message, and I'm going to cough. Eric, talk.
We just, you know, it's sometimes a thankless work that our you know, Parks Department employees do. And I just had a lady approach me the other day, and this was really great. And I was amazed. That was, you know, usually I get approached because there's, you know, some problem or something that needs to be solved in the parks or with our recreation programs. And that's my position, to deal with that and to make sure people are happy by listening to them. But she actually was coming to praise our parks maintenance workers. And she did that with a whole tray full of banana bread too. And so I was like, wow, that's, you know, that's fantastic. I mean, she saw the park workers, how hard they were working down at the dog park. She, you know, realized, wow, these guys really, really work hard to make sure we have all these amenities available to us. And so it was really neat. She wasn't coming to complain. She was coming to praise and came with some great banana bread too.
Doesn't that feel good though?
Oh yeah, it really does. Yeah, and that's when you feel like you live in a small community. The community cares, and it motivates you to keep doing what we do.
Yeah, and we talk about the community. We talk about the town, the community. It's the people, and that's why Carbondale is what it is. a little bit about you, Eric. I don't mean to jump off your responsibilities, but let's hear that other side of your life, your responsibilities. Who are you?
I grew up in the Valley, and I'm really happy to still be here. Moved to Carbondale, you know, back in 97, and back when you could still, you know, take a little nap on Main Street if you wanted to. And so I've seen a lot of change in Carbondale, but it's all been really good and thoughtful change. I think Carbondale's done a good job of really looking at the future and doing smart growth. Really, I think we've had some smart growth here, where we've maintained our small town character, and so I really enjoyed working, with the recreation department. I didn't study recreation at all in school. I have an Asian studies major, so not really sure how I ended up in recreation, other than the fact that I love recreation and love partaking in all sorts of different recreational aspects that we have available to us here, and then to share that. I think I've always loved to teach and to share my passion. So that's probably how I got into recreation, is just the love of teaching other people how to do it. So
okay, especially when it has a way of enriching their lives, and empowering them as individuals. Yeah. So you are Eric. Eric doesn't live by himself alone, does he? Do you have family, children? Are you married? Are you? Who are you?
Yes. I have a wife of 21 years, and I have two beautiful daughters, one 19 and one 16.
Really?
Yes, and so they're growing up way too fast in front of my eyes, and they're sprouting their own wings and getting ready to head off into the big world. We'll soon be empty nesters, which will be very interesting. But it's the rest of my family actually is still in the Valley. My parents live here in Carbondale. We all grew up in Aspen. My dad moved to Aspen in 1963, started a lodge up there, and so at some point, we all moved down Valley. And sold out.
Sold out. Became a Carbondalian.
Yes. And so everybody's here in Carbondale. We've kind of just transferred the whole family. I do have one brother that lives in L.A. still, and he was always heading there from day one. So
I moved out of that area, everybody, many, many years ago. I'm going to say something to you. I'm going to say 22 events during the summer. I'm going to pick a number, and I'm going to pick number. You want a date? Will that make it easier for you?
Sure, just throw a date.
And it's not going to be July 4th. So how about June 13th?
June 13th. Let's take a look.
He's looking in the program.
Oh, well, so this town's amazing, because on June 14th, the Downtown Farmers Market starts. Okay. And then on, what is June 13th? That must be a Tuesday, right?
Because Farmers Market has always been on Wednesdays.
Yes. Right? So as far as, what we do, we produce on Tuesday, June 13th, the recreation centers open 7 days a week, so you couldn't stump me there. I'm always going to have something for you. And as far as just the fitness classes we produce that day, we have starts at 6 o'clock in the morning for those that get up early and like their workout before work. There's a Summit conditioning class that day. At 6:45 a.m. that day, we have yoga in Espanol. So a new class we're offering, where the instructor is teaching the class in Spanish.
And excellent.
So, yeah, really fun class. Even if you're an English speaker and want to learn some Spanish and learn yoga at the same time, that's a great way to do it. But if you're a Spanish speaker, don't speak much English, and want to partake in yoga, great way to do it. Then we have at 8:30 that day, we have core cardio, which is kind of a great cardio workout. a lot of these classes have been going on for 9 years since we opened up, so they have a great following. They're all included in your membership fee.
Talk about membership fee.
Yeah, and so a lot of these classes also are, for instance, chair yoga are really kind of senior-based classes, you know, kind of designed and organized for a less mobile population like that.
Our yoga instructor calls it adaptive yoga because we do use chairs.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and so we have chair yoga that day I was just talking about, and then we also have what we call our silver sneakers, and I'm going to segue into our membership because of that class right there. Okay. Silver sneakers is an amazing national program that if you're 65 and older and you have one of 60 different health plans that have some supplemental type coverage, Silver Sneakers is a free membership to the rec center, an annual membership to the rec center for free. An annual membership to the pool, annual membership to the rec center, all of these classes for free. And it's an incredible organization. There's also another organization called Silver and Fit. And if you qualify, they literally give you a pass to use to keep you healthy. That's their theory. Let's keep people under our plan healthy and fit. And that way, you know, there's less medical costs on those people under their plan. So it's a brilliant idea. It's working. We have over 213 members. Active members. I just did our active membership report, so that's today. 213 Silver Sneaker members and Silver and Fit members that are part of our membership base.
I remember when it wasn't on the rec calendar because Silver Sneakers wasn't here in Carbondale. I remember Senior Matters, Jeff, and you, and we all talking about it, and pretty soon it's there on the programs. The one thing I was impressed with the activities and programs is an area of wellness where you have these wellness programs and just quick, you know, herbs and spa, grains, how to cook. Talk a little bit about what the direction was in establishing those programs.
You bet. We actually created a position to kind of look at fitness and wellness as something that's very important for us to be offering. And so Margaret Donnelly is our aquatics manager in the summer, but then she wears many hats, but her second hat is our fitness and wellness guru. And so she puts together all these classes, and she's really starting to branch out in that position too. So she has linked up with the Colorado State University Extension Program, and she has offered cooking classes and then all these wellness programs. And so we really have a lot of to offer. In the summer, we're going to be offering some garden education programs also for kids and for people who are interested in getting information from a master gardener with the Colorado State University Extension Program. And so we've really branched out on the not only active living side, but the healthy eating side and healthy living side. Because without you know, the active living is great, but if you don't have a healthy lifestyle on the other side, you know,
it doesn't
not
work for
out,
you.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't out. Work for you. fitness classes. I see you've got Senior Splash. What's Senior Splash?
Senior Splash is like a senior aerobics, and I love the description on this one. It says classes target agility, flexibility, strength, balance, coordination, cardiovascular endurance, and stomach muscles from laughing. So Margaret teaches this class, and she's right. I mean, these guys are having a good time in the pool. And they do laugh a lot, and I guarantee you they're getting a muscle workout in the stomach too during this class.
It's hitting the core, the stomach core. Do you know what? I remember just a few minutes ago when we were outside the studio, I said, before you know it, it's going to be all over. And Luke, love of my life, really, he isn't, but he is. It's giving me the high sign. He's giving me now, you've got a minute and a half. Eric, for anyone who wants to know more about the programs at the Recreation Department, pick up the phone and call the number. And the number is
970-510-1290.
Thank you, Eric. I'm Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. Thank you for joining us on this sunshiny day. It will continue. Spring and summer, we're here. Life is good.